To My Future Number One Fan. Written by L.A. Witt. Narrated by Michael Ferriolo. Chapter 1. Adam. 5 years ago.
Honey, it's okay to give up and come home.
My mom's text made my heart sink. She'd sent me dozens just like it, especially over the last few weeks, but it wasn't what I needed today. Okay, I never needed that shit, but today I was already too close to doing exactly what she suggested. Going home to all the people who'd laugh at me for ever thinking I could make it big. Going back to life in a small town closet. Going back to feeling like no one and nothing. I knew I'd hit rock bottom when that world sounded more appealing than the constant beatdown of this one. I glanced up from my phone and looked around the diner. It wasn't all that busy today, and my two tables were taken care of. One had just gotten their food, and the other's meals were still cooking, so I had a moment to check my texts while I waited for the order to come up. I was starting to think I shouldn't look at my messages at work, though. All they did was depress me, and I was already feeling pretty fucking low over the job I had and the one I couldn't get. But hey, the universe was apparently thinking, the morning is still young, so why not dogpile Adam a little more? That was the only possible explanation for my agent picking that exact moment to text me. You ready for this afternoon's audition? Before I could respond, she added, this is a big one, sweetie, don't bail on me. I felt sick as I typed out, I'll be there, I promise. Would I be there? Would I really? Because how many times had it been a big one and just turned out to be a big waste of time and energy? I'd show up, queasy with nerves, pull off an amazing audition anyway, walk out thinking I was God's gift to acting, and then feel like utter garbage when I didn't get a call back. What was the point? Why did I keep bothering?
Honey, it's okay to give up and come home.
I sighed. Truth was, I'd already given up. I was already working on coming home. I hadn't told anyone yet because I didn't want to admit it, but I was done. It was over. Hollywood was going to be one of those faded dreams I'd laugh about someday. Or cry about. Like I hadn't done enough of that recently as reality had set in. I was a failure. Just another starry-eyed kid who'd come to Tinseltown and... Order up! Paco, the line cook, barked. His voice jerked me back into reality. I shoved my phone into my back pocket and started collecting the plates. I was almost to the table when I realized there were hash browns instead of home fries. Damn it. Then I glanced at the ticket and, to my horror, realized there were hash browns because that was what I'd written down. Son of a... bitch. Why did I have to screw up the hot guy's order? Oh, right, because it was going to be one of those days, and the universe was having a ball at my expense. And dear God, this guy was hot. That wasn't unusual in L.A., but he wasn't like the Abercrombie and Fitch models who seemed to populate the city. He was sandy blonde and a little scruffy, with cheekbones I desperately wanted to touch, and blue eyes that made me forget basically everything when he looked at me. If I had to guess, he was a handful of years older than me. He might have been 30, give or take a year. He had a soft smile that didn't seem phony like so many other people I'd met since I'd moved here. Everything about him was cute and seemed perfectly genuine, and seriously, why did I have to screw up his order? Probably because I'd been so flustered the whole time. As it was, he'd had to repeat himself twice. After my dumbass had been too distracted by his voice, or his eyes, or whatever had made my brain fizzle out at that particular moment. And now I'd brought him the wrong food. It figured. A guy who was 1000% my type, and I'd already made such an idiot of myself that this would definitely not be the day I worked up the courage to ask for someone's number. Shame. I would have loved to have this guy's number. Schooling my expression, I set one of the plates down in front of him. I'm sorry, I accidentally got your hash browns instead of home fries, so...
It's okay.
He smiled up at me, gorgeous eyes sparkling. I like hash browns, so don't worry about it. Oh.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?